This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, it has been quite the week for Brandon's Jace Howerluck, a Player of the Month Award, an NHL contract with the Florida Panthers in a five-goal game. He'll be our guest in moments. Matthew Barzal of the Seattle Thunderbirds has been red hot. He'll stop by. Lethbridge Hurricanes are seemingly back on track. Captain Tyler Wong picked up both the WHL and CHL Player of the Week awards. He'll stop by as well. 2 days after being named the WHL's Player of the Month for February and signing an NHL entry-level deal with the Florida Panthers, Jace Howerluck went out and scored 5 goals in a 12-2 branded win over Saskatoon. He's on a roll, no doubt, and spoke with voice of the Wheat Kings, Bruce Lupke.
Tuesday was quite a day for Wheat Kings forward Jace Howerluck signing his entry-level contract with the NHL's Florida Panthers, and in the afternoon being named the Western Hockey League's Player of the Month for February. And I don't know what else happened to you on Tuesday, Jace, but those are two pretty nice things to happen in one day for you.
Yeah, it was an exciting day, and definitely was very honored to be selected for Player of the Month, and as well to sign my first NHL contract. I mean, it's a huge step in my career, and I'm super happy to share it with so many people, my family, friends, teammates, and everyone. And I mean, couldn't have got there without them. So I mean, I'm really honored and excited to get that over with. But now it's time to focus on these next 9 games ahead in the playoffs.
Player of the Month, let's focus on that a little bit first. 33 points in 13 games last month, plus 19 rating. Obviously, the stats tell a big part of the story, but what was so successful for you last month?
My line mates were amazing. I mean, I can't put it any more blunt. I mean, Patrick had a 12-game goal streak. He was scoring pretty much everything I put on his tape. So, I mean, it helps when your line mates are putting everything in net, because I'm not going to be getting points unless they're scoring. So, I mean, I owe the credit to them. I mean, I couldn't have done it without them. So, I mean, it's I share that reward with them. And, I mean, we just look to keep building off that month and, not look back and keep going.
Florida Panthers obviously have a very good season so far this year. And a big reason why they've had some success is how well they've developed their young players. You look at guys in your lineup from, Barkov and Ekblad and Gabranson and Huberdeau are all guys they kind of picked in the last few NHL drafts. How excited are you to be part of a team that seems to know how to develop young talent?
I'm super excited. Clearly it shows they know what they're doing. I mean, they've got so many guys on their team that are just draft picks, original draft picks that are playing now and are playing huge key roles in their team. So I hope to be one of those guys one day. And I feel like I've come along nicely so far since my draft. And, I mean, being to the camp, I feel comfortable there with the staff, the players, and they make me feel so, so comfortable and so welcome. And, I just can't wait for, spring to roll around and, hopefully stick around with the big club. But, I mean, that's a long ways away, and my focus right now is just on, winning a WHL championship and then, obviously, hopefully a Memorial Cup champion.
You had a chance to go to camp with the Panthers last couple of years, including last fall, and of course, at that time, an NHL legend kind of hanging around there, Jaromir Jagr. What was the experience like to have a guy like that you've probably watched all through your life play in the National Hockey League?
It's hard to explain, the feeling or when you see it, it's kind of surreal and whatnot, because, I mean, the guy's twice my age and then some. I mean, it's crazy that he's still playing in this league, especially when it's so physically demanding nowadays, and everyone's so fast, but he just finds a way to just keep going, and not only keep going, putting up good numbers. And I mean, clearly he's a Hall of Famer for a reason, and I mean, he's a legend, and I mean, it's just cool to be around that and just learn from him and watch what he does and try and take whatever you can from his game, because I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with his game. He's done it the right way.
All right, thanks for this.
No problem.
It was a big week for WHL players signing NHL deals. Red Deer Rebels forward Adam Haluka inked on with the San Jose Sharks. Dryden Hunt's breakout season with the Moose Jaw Warriors had him sign a free agent deal with the Florida Panthers. And Swift Current Bronco power forward John Martin signed on with the San Jose Sharks. He is approaching 40 goals this season in his overage year. He was asked who the first person he called after signing the deal.
It was my grandma. She's one of my biggest fans, and I'm really close with her, so she was really excited, and I was really excited to tell her.
As for Grandma's reaction?
She lost her mind. she was tearing up and everything, so it was really special.
You're listening to the WHL This Week. Radio Edition.
Matthew Barzal has led the Seattle Thunderbirds into a position to pass the Everett Silvertips for the U.S. Division lead. He scored 6 goals over a 3-game stretch, 2 of those 3 game winners.
We think it's right in our reach, and obviously Everett's a good team, and we got some big games coming down the stretch against like Kamloops and Everett and Portland, and so every game matters right now, and you know, to win a division championship with this team and kind of have somebody that'll stand in that rink forever, you know, it'd be great for this team.
How much are you guys talking about that, or is it just based on, you know, trying to play every game right now and let the standings take care of themselves?
Yeah, it's more just you know, going game by game right now, and you know, everybody just chipping in and doing their part. But I think in the back of our minds, we all have that kind of same goal of winning a championship or winning a division championship is the first step, and you know, I know we're all thinking about it.
Finally, if Seattle is to go on a long playoff run, what gives your team the edge? What do you have over teams in the Western Conference that's going to allow you to go on an extended playoff run in the postseason?
Yeah, I think we kind of got a little bit of everything. You know, we got a lot of skill up front, and you know, we got a real good goaltender on the back end, but we also got a lot of gritty guys and a lot of hard-nosed D-men who you know, block shots, make hits, you know, chipping goals here and there, and I think that's just why we have such a good chemistry on the ice, is we got a little bit of everything.
All right, Matthew, appreciate this. Best of luck down the stretch here with the T-Birds, okay?
Thanks, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL's top 50 players of all time list has released 3 more names in the countdown. Coming in at number 32, Denis Sobchak, a Regina Pat from 1971-74. Sobchak eclipsed the 50-goal mark and 100-point plateau in each of his 3 seasons with the Pats. In his final year of junior hockey, he was once again the runner-up in the scoring race with 146 points in 66 games. The Pats were crowned league champs that season, as Sobchak led the playoffs in scoring with 31 points. Regina then hoisted the 1974 Memorial Cup after Sobchak potted a hat-trick in the final game. At number 31, goaltender Mike Vernon from the Calgary Wranglers from 1980-83. Vernon would play 3 seasons for his hometown Wranglers. During his rookie campaign in 1980-81, he picked up 33 wins and 59 appearances before backstopping the Wranglers to the league final. The following 2 seasons, Vernon cleaned up at the WHL Awards. He took home back-to-back Most Valuable Player, Goaltender of the Year, and First Team All-Star honors. Over his WHL career, Vernon registered 84 victories and 7 shutouts in 151 regular season games, and in 47 postseason contests, the netminder recorded 28 wins. Vernon did not have to travel too far to start his pro career, as the Calgary Flames selected him in the 3rd round of the 1981 NHL Draft. And at number 30, Doug Wickenheiser of the Regina Pats from 1977 to 1980. In his first 2 seasons in the WHL, Wickenheiser topped the 30-goal mark. He was a point-per-game player. During the 79-80 season, it was a breakout year, an integral reason behind the Pats' 52-point improvement in the standings for the prior year. The captain of the Pats, Wickenheiser, was named the CHL Player of the Year and was also the WHL's Most Valuable Player. He tallied 170 points in 71 regular season games that season to claim the WHL's Top Scorer Award. His 89-goal campaign tied for 6th all-time for most goals in a single season. The WHL First Team All-Star then picked up 40 points in the 1980 playoffs to guide the Pats to their 2nd league title in franchise history. Over his WHL career, Wickenheiser accumulated 352 points. The Montreal Canadiens selected Wickenheiser 1st overall. He is one of only 8 WHL players that have been chosen 1st overall in the NHL draft.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Tyler Wong has the Lethbridge Hurricanes battling for top spot in the Eastern Conference heading into the playoffs. He's also a double award winner, and voice of the Hurricanes, Dustin Forbes, has more.
Tyler Wong, the WHL and CHL Player of the Week, joining us here on WHL This Week. Tyler, I guess first off, just talk about what the honor means to you to be named WHL and CHL Player of the Week.
Yeah, like you said, it's a huge honor to be able to be named that. And, you know, you got to give credit to the line mates. Braden Burke and Colton Croker had great weeks as well. They could have easily won it. And they really found me with the pucks, and they buried some of their chances too. So, you know, they make my job really easy, obviously. You know, it was a good week. Obviously, would have liked to have put up a couple more wins. But, you know, it was a good week. I was happy with it. And, you know, I just feel really honored and blessed to be able to take that home.
37 goals on the season, 79 points after last weekend's play. For you personally, how much fun are you having this year already and by far career year offensively?
Oh, it's been awesome. You know, obviously, the years I've played here haven't been the best years for our team. But you know, you love playing hockey. That's why we're all here. That's what we do. And obviously, this year it's more fun winning. Everyone can say how much they love hockey, but you know, obviously, it's way more fun winning. And being in first place this year, it's been unbelievable. The total feeling in the dressing room, the total change from last year and the years prior has been unbelievable. And just the great group of guys we have in the dressing room. They're all my good buddies, and you know, we like to chirp each other, but you know, we're best friends off the ice. So you know, it's been an unbelievable year. Brent and Pete have done a great job, and you know, we have a great team on the ice and off the ice, so it's been a lot of fun.
At the start of the year, you along with teammates Riley Lindgren and Carter Folk announced that for every goal this season you'd donate $5 to Kidsport Lethbridge and Tabor. At the time I asked you what kind of goals you had in mind, and you told me 40 goals is what I want to hit. Are you excited that you're almost there?
Yeah, that's pretty I'm pretty close to that target, so hopefully you'll be able to get up on that one by one or two. But yeah, you know, it's a pretty good season. Be able to put up 40 would be huge for me, and obviously that's a great cause to be able to do it for the unfortunate kids that aren't able to play hockey, and hopefully give them a chance to be able to enjoy this game as much as we do.
February 17th, you guys clinched a playoff spot, the first time that this franchise will play in the postseason in 6 years. The first time in your tenure. This is your fourth year. On a personal level, how excited are you to finally get into the postseason and play some meaningful games down the stretch and into April?
Well, I can't even describe it. It's been this year, like I said, has been a lot of fun. You know, we've been winning pretty consistently, and have had a great year individually and as a team from top to bottom. So I think that just going into playoffs, you know, it's kind of surreal. You know, you kind of every last 3 years for me have been heading home March 15th every year. So you know, this year kind of feels like I'm in a little bit of a dream. You know, and might wake up soon, but you know, it's been a lot of fun, and hopefully be able to make a little run in the playoffs this year, and that would just make the experience a whole lot more cool.
Tyler, congratulations, and thanks for this.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Want to say thanks to Bruce and Brandon and Dustin and Lethbridge for their help this week. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.